If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. Huge news for Ole Miss that dropped on Monday. We'll talk about that and more on this podcast presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Appreciate Riverland Roofing. They power everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit. Give them a call or text them. You can reach them at 662-644-4297 or go to riverlandroofing.com. Billy Landis and Riverland Roofing doing plenty in the Ole Miss NIL space. Shout out Jerry Moore in the comments. Hottie Toddy says from Pascagoula, Mississippi. We see you down there, Jerry. Appreciate you watching. Got a lot to talk about today on the podcast. Ole Miss picked up a commitment from 2026 quarterback out of Austin Westlake, Reese Wise. We'll break down that. We'll break down what it means for Ole Miss quarterback recruiting. Of course, everybody wondering, well, what's next? What does that mean for Landon Duckworth, Ryder Lyons, some of these other big names that Ole Miss has been linked to? Well, we'll break down what Reese Wise brings to the table and how Ole Miss got him on board on this podcast. So appreciate you tuning in on this live edition of Talk of Champions. Ben Garrett and I will be back Wednesday morning. Pretty cool episode we've got coming for you guys on that one. So make sure you tune in, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button to our YouTube channel, and make sure you tune in for that one. Don't miss that. All right, let's jump in here to Reese Wise, what he brings to the table, what the Rebels get in the Austin Westlake quarterback. And I really like this pickup for Ole Miss. And John Massey chiming in from Hong Kong. Let's go. All right, Reese Wise. Ole Miss landed 2026 quarterback Reese Wise Monday night. And this was big news coming off of a weekend visit to Oxford that Reese was in town for with his family, getting back to Oxford, getting a chance to spend more time around Lane Kiffin in particular. And that is big because Lane Kiffin, as Reese told me on Sunday afternoon, gave him the blessing to go ahead and commit to the Rebels. And that was really what I think Reese Wise was obviously coming back for, to go ahead and make that commitment and get locked in for the Rebels and get locked in for his senior season to focus on winning a state championship for Austin Westlake, one of the most fabled programs in Texas high school football, and also very, very good at the quarterback development piece as well. He's somebody that understands the process of playing the position, waiting your turn, and not necessarily being so gung-ho on, I've got to play early, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, because he's seen what development can do for him watching quarterbacks at his high school go through it and end up being productive, not only high school players, but college football players. And talking with a couple sources around this recruitment and kind of the evaluation piece of this, Reese Wise has that toughness, that grittiness to him. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, you've got his highlights right there. But he's got that toughness. He's got that grittiness. He's actually built pretty well. You know, you kind of look at him and he's kind of got a baby face, so to speak, on that side of things. But he's really been somebody that I think has developed physically even more so than you think. Like, he's about that 6'1"-ish range, but he's 205 pounds. He's got the size that is necessary to compete at this level and do it at a high level. And that's what's exciting about him, is that he's somebody that's going to come in, sit behind Austin Simmons, potentially even sit behind somebody else at some point, and stay patient enough to be developed by Lane Kiffin, by Charlie Weiss Jr., by Joe Judge. That's what really hit home with him. And when you look at that timeline and that process for a Reese Wise, I mean, it's a smart move. You know, he understands that being developed at the quarterback position is so important, and he's really wired right. He's got great family that was really excited about Ole Miss. I mean, all the pictures of his family, they're all decked out in Rebel gear, hotty toddy, whatever different hat combination you want. They've got a couple of them. And so they're really excited to be here. And I think that's an important piece, you know, that they've really found that dream school for Reese Wise. But what they like about him is he's a really, I think, gritty player. I keep going back to that. He's got a little bit of Jackson Dart to him, but he's got, I would say, a little bit less speed, but he's certainly good enough to move around, extend plays, pick up first downs, do all of those things. But he's built really well. I mean, he's just a strong kid. You could tell being at the top level of Texas high school football, he's got those resources. He's got all those things to be physically developed. And that's what, you know, is going to be a positive here. I mean, he's going to come into this program with the right mindset. He's got a smooth delivery, and he's able to make just about every throw that Lane Kiffin is going to ask him to make. I mean, if you're watching his highlights on YouTube, we've seen down the seam, we've seen extend and make plays, you know, kind of on the move. We've seen sideline shots. We've seen him avoid pressure. We've seen him tuck it and run. We've seen him pull up on a run and then throw it. So he's kind of got every little bit of, you know, that gamer-ness that you need to play quarterback at this level. And that's what's exciting about him. And quarterback position is so hard to hit on guys, but part of it is picking guys that are wired the right way. And Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, they did that with Reese Wise. He certainly got that down, and he's going to be somebody that they can rely on and not be worried about if he's going to be, you know, there on time, if he's going to be committed in the weight room. He's going to do all of those things and do them the right way, because that's how he's been raised. That's how he's been, you know, positioned his entire life, to put, like, it very bluntly. I mean, he's a pro already. These Texas high school football quarterbacks, you know, they don't always work out. They don't always become these superstars that they might be at their programs. But what 90% of them are is they're wired the right way, because they've been in what amounts to these kind of college programs already. I mean, there's so much pressure on these Texas high school football quarterbacks. Like, it's funny, if you look at some of these quarterbacks, they get to the next level, and you think about maybe if they've been a decorated one in particular, you know, you kind of compare, oh man, first start in the SEC or whatever. And some of these guys have played in front of 50,000 people in AT&T Stadium for state championships. And so I don't want to say it doesn't faze them, but there's just a level of kind of adjustment that's going to be there. You know, Reese Wise has played for a state championship. Now he's focused on winning a state championship for Austin Westlake. And when you have that type of a pressure cooker that you've already been through, it makes kind of everything else kind of be a little bit more normal for you as the quarterback of an SEC program. So Reese Wise, really good pickup here. I think especially as a QB2 in the class. And so what does this mean for the Rebels when it comes to quarterback recruiting in 2026 and beyond, for that matter? But everybody wants to know right off the bat about Landon Duckworth. And Ben Garrett and I talked about him on the podcast yesterday that we did. Landon Duckworth is fresh off of another visit to South Carolina. And the reason in part why Reese Wise waited until Monday was, one, kind of get the graphic together from our guy at Hayes Fawcett at On3, but also Ole Miss wanted to let Landon Duckworth know. And he was at South Carolina. And Reese gets it. Reese gets that he's coming in with a two-quarterback class in all likelihood if Ole Miss can get that across the finish line. And I don't think when it comes to picking up a second quarterback that Ole Miss is going to have an issue with Landon Duckworth. This is not a quarterback pickup for Ole Miss that is going to scare off a Landon Duckworth. It's not a quarterback pickup that is going to scare off a Ryder Lyons in the 2027 class. You know, for Ryder, he's going to take a mission, so he's basically a 2027 prospect. I mean, Reese Wise, no disrespect to him, and this is not to say he's not going to work out and be a player, but he understands it. He understands the situation he's probably getting himself into, which is a two-quarterback class. And Ole Miss has explained that to him. They've explained it to Landon Duckworth, and they wanted to let Landon Duckworth know, hey, Reese Wise is committing. Still on you. You still got the last official visit set for June. And that's really something that I think is important here, because it's been Landon Duckworth or bust for a while with Ole Miss in terms of who is your number one 2026 quarterback target. And the reason why it's that way is because obviously he's impressive. He does it all. He moves around on the field. He can run the ball. He can make every throw. He's also a really, really, I think, just high upside guy. I mean, there's no doubt that Ole Miss wants Landon Duckworth, and they're not going to back down in this recruitment. And when push comes to shove for doing what it takes to get him, I think Ole Miss is going to do what it takes, because they've invested so much time, energy, and effort into getting him. And so when you look at Landon Duckworth's recruitment, you look at Ole Miss being the leader. He's named them his leader multiple times now. And for them to hold on to that lead, they need to just keep doing what they're doing. You know, they've recruited him hard. They've had him on campus multiple times this year already. They have an official visit. The last one, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida State also have official visits. North Carolina's kind of hanging around. We'll see what happens over the next couple of months. But if things change and Landon Duckworth doesn't end up a Rebel, it's not going to be because of Reese Wise. Let me make that very clear. I mean, that's just not something that Landon Duckworth is necessarily worried about. And when you look at the college quarterback situation at all of these schools, you're going to see transfer at Florida State. You're going to see transfers at Georgia. You're going to see transfers potentially at South Carolina after Lenoris Sellers. Like, who's to say you're not going to get recruited over when that time comes? You know, Ole Miss has used the transfer portal. Now they're trying to develop Austin Simmons into being a homegrown guy. So it's really important to know as a quarterback who your coach is, the system fit, and whether or not you're comfortable. NIL is a big piece of it as well. At the quarterback position, to get a blue chip top 100 guy like Landon Duckworth, it's going to take that. But right now, I love where Ole Miss stands. Landon Duckworth has made no bones about it that they're his leader. And it's a matter of if they can hold on to that lead as he goes through these other visits. But so far, so good with Ole Miss and Landon Duckworth. Now, you look ahead to the future as well. 2027 is going to be a big quarterback year for Ole Miss potentially. And that's because Ryder Lyons, the 2026 quarterback who is going to arrive on a campus in 2027 after his mission, was at Michigan, was at Ohio State this weekend. He's certainly somebody to keep an eye on for Lane Kiffin and his staff as far as an official visit goes. We'll see where that goes for Ole Miss as they look to continue to position themselves for an official visit. That's what's most important, is getting him back on campus. He's got a teammate that's coming over here in Jameson Powell, who just locked down his recruitment and shut it down. He is 100% committed to Ole Miss, which is really, really important for Jameson Powell to be locked in, because, hey, this could really be one that helps, can't hurt Rider Lions having a familiar face, having a guy that they connect with really well out there on the field for Ole Miss, and already there over the next, you know, year while he's on his mission. Maybe who knows how this all works out. I think he's going to be able to sign with a college in 26 in December as a 2026 prospect, and then go on his mission and then enroll in 2027. But nevertheless, I mean, having a guy like Jameson Powell, a teammate, a guy you're familiar with, can't hurt Ole Miss. But he was at Michigan and Ohio State fresh off of his visit to Ole Miss. Of course, BYU, Oregon, and USC are firmly in the mix there. One other player that I think it's worth noting on the quarterback front that they continue to recruit and continue to keep warm is Gavin Sidwar out of the Pennsylvania area. He was at Mizzou this week, so he's getting around and taking his trips as well. He's named Syracuse a leader in the past in his recruitment. Things continue to be kind of status quo there with Ole Miss and Gavin. I think he's somebody that they like as a QB2 in this class, but we'll kind of see if they feel like they need to start, you know, turning up the heat and making a difference there. So
close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Big news on the quarterback front for Ole Miss to get that commitment from Reese Wise. Tees them up well, allows him to recruit, allows him to focus on his craft and what he wants to do for Austin Westlake, send them out with a state championship on his way out to Ole Miss. So big, big news there for the Rebels to get him on board. And a nice start to the week, and one that'll continue to see top targets flock to Oxford. And we're going to certainly preview the official visit weekend that Lane Kiffin and his staff have coming this weekend. They are continuing to host guys, and this is the first official visit weekend for Ole Miss that they can have. So they'll have some big names come in on campus for an official visit to blue chip offensive linemen. We'll talk about them later this week as we preview the official visit weekend and what to expect. But one guy that is swinging back through campus this week is one of the top defensive backs in the country, and that is Braylon Edwards, defensive back out of Duncanville High School. Three-star prospect here. Don't get me wrong, like, not, you know, highly ranked, not a five-star prospect, but has offers from plenty of programs that are after him. I think he can fit into that mold of kind of that versatile safety cornerback. He's played a little bit of both. Auburn, Arkansas, Wisconsin have offered him. He's got official visits set up to Auburn May 30th, Utah May 6th, Wisconsin June 13th, and Arkansas June 20th. I would say right now, probably Arkansas leads the way here, but Auburn is really starting to make a push. He's a big-time safety overall, and he's got quite the run of official visits lined up. Now we see if Ole Miss can make that move like they're making with a couple of prospects. And one in particular is also in the state of Texas, and that's Chase Calicutt, who I actually got the chance to watch on Sunday. A couple of thoughts here on Under Armour Houston. Ole Miss has done a really nice job recruiting this area as of late. They're really starting to make a push here, and Chase Calicutt has added Ole Miss to his run of official visits that he's going to take this summer and spring. And Ole Miss is wiggling their way in there, as Chase and I talked about. And the official visit date for Ole Miss is going to be June 2nd, so he'll be fresh off of a visit to Washington, he told me. And then you're also seeing him take Texas and Michigan official visits. For Chase Calicutt, one of the most highly touted prospects in the country, he is somebody that has long been recruited, same high school as Devin Sanchez, as Zach Evans. Zach Evans is actually one of his close friends when it comes to just kind of who he leans on and who he gets advice from. And Chase Calicutt was really impressive at Under Armour Houston. He really has been recruited as a safety now, but I think he's somebody that could play both corner and safety, truthfully. I like what he brings from a size perspective, from a physicality perspective. And you're seeing, I think, Ole Miss move to that versatile defensive back recruiting. And now Michigan does lead. He told me that. You know, they've done a really nice job recruiting him. Texas is number two, but Ole Miss and Washington are certainly surging. I would say if you're giving like a best chances to make the move, I would say Ole Miss would have a better chance than Washington to make the move and jump up into that recruitment and to get in there at a high level. But I would say that Texas and Michigan have also done a really nice job here recruiting him for a long time, and that is worth noting. Texas has a former North Shore staffer on its staff now, as its I believe their nickel coach is now a North Shore grad, which I don't think is going to be the deciding factor by any means for Chase Calicutt, but he is got a relationship there and one that, you know, can certainly help them overall. But when you see him on the field, he's one of the biggest guys out there. He could play all the positions. But Michigan, their kind of pro development and kind of how their DBs have been lately, he really vibes with that. Ole Miss is a program that he is going to look to learn a lot more about. This is going to be his first visit to Oxford as a whole. He's never been there, which doesn't bode well necessarily for their chances. But I asked him, I said, you know, can Ole Miss wiggle their way in? And he said they've been wiggling in, and now he's going to get a look. He just hasn't had a chance to get over there for a visit. This is their time to impress. NIL is going to be a piece here. He told me that he doesn't want to do a straight money grab, which is wild that we're talking about it this way. But he does want to be taken care of. So that's something to keep an eye on there as far as how some of these programs can make a move for Chase Calicut, one of the top defensive backs in the entire country and somebody who certainly would be an instant impact type of player. All right. There is another key name that was in action at Under Armour Houston, somebody that is at the top, right up there on the running back board for Ole Miss, and that is Cardae Mack. Cardae Mack, humble Atascocita running back who has scheduled a slew of official visits. He's going to visit Ole Miss. He's going to visit SMU, Texas Tech, I believe, Arizona. Cardae is getting in the miles this spring and summer, and he starts his run of official visits next weekend, Arizona State. He'll be there. Then he gets to Ole Miss May 2nd, then TCU May 30th, Texas Tech June 6th, Houston June 12th, SMU June 20th. So he's got six locked in. We'll see if he adds any more to the group, but the good thing for Cardae Mack is he did get a chance to see a game this fall in Oxford. So he's gotten the game day vibe down. He's gotten a chance to see that. That's important. They've done a really nice job prioritizing him. And I felt like he recovered from what was maybe a little bit of a shaky start. He dropped a ball in the pass catching drills and then rebounded and caught some really nice passes, showed his versatility. These camps aren't necessarily for these running backs and linebackers. I mean, these guys are doing some one-on-one drills of pass coverage, but nobody's got the pads on, tackling and things like that. But when it comes to Cardae, I think what I liked about him is that he's got some good size to him for being 5'10". Like, he could put on some weight, and especially you look at like his lower body, I think he could really have some guys see some good mass added to their lower body. Cardae would be among those, and he could really be a physical presence in that backfield. And you look at the backfield that Ole Miss has, Jermichael Jones, a big, big, big back. Cardae can do a little bit of that and have some of that size that Ole Miss would love to have in the backfield. So was really impressed with Cardae Mack just as a whole. And he's really well-spoken. I think he's wired well. And as I'm getting to know more and more of these guys, they're being like, it's apparent that these players are wired a certain way, and Ole Miss is a really good, like, has done a really good job of identifying players that are wired how they want to be. And you know, we'll see how things go there, but he's got a slew of programs after him and are certainly there's certainly a lot of interest on Cardae's side of things. So we'll see how it goes with him. But look, Ole Miss is not done recruiting. They're going to have, you know, quite a crew of official visitors on campus in terms of high profile players. So be sure to track that on the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Do want to remind you guys as well about our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com. Go there, take a look at their options, and then schedule a call. It might make sense for your next family vacation or a work trip or whatever type of trip you want to take to be done through Status Jet. And you can also write it off, and you don't need a membership to do it. So reach out to them today, talk about your options, and remember, you get a discount on a round-trip flight when you book with Status Jet and mention the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com. So make sure you do that and tell them that we sent you and they'll give you that discount on a flight. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit. All right. The Rebels did have Meet the Rebels last weekend and wanted to share a couple more recruiting takeaways from that weekend as they were able to get some of their top targets on campus. And one of them that I think emerged into somebody to really keep an eye on is Braylon Outlaw, one of the linebackers that they're after in this class of 2026. He's a really, really just well-spoken young man, but he is committed to Tennessee right now. And Ole Miss continues to stay after him, continues to recruit him hard. And he's locked in an official visit for the fall. We've got his full reaction on the site, so make sure you check that out, omspirit.com. You can sign up for just a dollar. But Braylon Outlaw is somebody that Pete Golding has done a really nice job recruiting and staying on at a high level. And I think that's really important to note here is the level of effort that Pete Golding has done recruiting him. And, you know, as the Rebels look at this linebacker class, it's a hard position to predict as far as what they're going to do. Because right now you look at TJ White doesn't necessarily look like he's going to end up staying in state and playing for the Rebels. So if that's the case, they're going to have to obviously find some other guys out there. And that's why they're casting a wide net. But Braylon Outlaw does have his teammate Jamichael Jones already committed, which is a big factor in that. And you know, can't hurt their chances to getting him. But Ole Miss is continuing to recruit this position kind of across the Southeast. I mean, that's really kind of what they're taking their approach here. They've been after Rodney Colton, another prospect from Georgia. They've been recruiting Georgia hard, but Anthony Davis is somebody that is expected to get on campus this week. So keep an eye on that as well, because look, Ole Miss appears to have momentum to flip a guy like Braylon Outlaw, but they're also now getting their shot to get Anthony Davis back on campus, which is a big opportunity for them. He's somebody that has, I don't want to say been necessarily a little bit of a flavor of the week type of prospect, but he has been somebody that has been linked to numerous programs. He's fresh off a Michigan visit. He's fresh off an Auburn visit. He's been to Bama. He's been to Georgia as well lately. So he's kind of run the gamut of visits here. And now Ole Miss is getting to host him. And they're going to have a chance to maybe make a move here and see how things go with their recruiting efforts and see if they can make a move with him on Thursday as he comes into town coming off that Michigan visit, which has put them right up there against the likes of Auburn, Alabama. Those are two programs that really have a lot of the buzz. But now it's Ole Miss that'll get the opportunity to host Anthony Davis and see if they can make a move in that recruitment, because it would be a big one to make a move with. That's for sure. I mean, he is one of the most highly touted linebackers in the entire country. Another name to keep an eye on here that does get to town is Easton Royal, who's a really intriguing prospect from the state of Louisiana in the class of 2027, a four-star prospect who will be in town this week. Keep an eye on this one early on, but you like that speedy slot aspect down in the New Orleans area out of Brother Martin High School. Fun story, Brother Martin High School was one of the first programs that I ever went and visited when I was living down in Louisiana. They had the Swilling brothers who were down there, went and saw them, quickly learned that, hey, you've got to reach out to probably one or two high schools in Louisiana before you go out there. Everybody had told me, yeah, you just show up. Everybody loves, you know, reporters in Louisiana. Well, Brother Martin, they have a couple processes you got to go through, but it worked out and we were able to talk and all those things. But that was a long time ago. He is a top 25 prospect on three, number five wide receiver nationally in the country. He's going to be visiting Ole Miss this week. He's got an offer. They've been on him from the get-go. So they position themselves early, nicely here, but expect Easton Royal to get to campus this week as well, I'm hearing. So that'll be a really nice prospect to get around and back on campus and see if they can continue to set the early tone well on that recruitment. So that is kind of it as far as what we'll talk about as far as the visitors on this podcast right now. But this is an exciting time for Ole Miss football. Now that Meet the Rebels is gone, they'll have one more weekend of recruits coming while the Rebels are practicing. They do practice Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. The Rebels will be out there on the field and looking to impress some of these visitors that will be on campus. So we'll have it all covered at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com, Philly Devon 3. Jerry Moore asks, what is the name of the high school wide receiver that is supposed to be better than Tristan Keys in Mississippi? And that would be Jace Matthews, who, funny enough, is coming to town this weekend. So a timely question there by our friend Jerry Moore in the comments. Jace Matthews is somebody that Texas A&M and Auburn is really impressing early on right now, but he'll now have made two visits to Ole Miss in the last couple of weeks if he swings through on Saturday like he planned to. And he's fresh off of going to Miami when he was down there. I think he was down there with Tristan Keys for Miami spring game. So certainly something to keep an eye on with Miami hosting those two guys. They both, I think, are going to take official visits there. Jace Matthews' last official visit is set for June 20th to Miami. He gets to Ole Miss on May 30th. So keep an eye on Jace Matthews. Two visits in a couple weeks. He was just by for spring ball as well. So we will keep a close eye on Jace Matthews. Really impressive prospect there out of the state of Mississippi. He could end up a five-star and could end up higher rated than Tristan Keys. Who knows? That's why they play out their senior seasons before the rankings get finalized. So with that, guys, do want to remind you guys as well that we are presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. They power everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you support them. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Hope you guys enjoyed this live recruiting-centric edition of Talk of Champions. We'll be back Wednesday with a special edition. So make sure you stay tuned there. For Ben Garrett, Chuck Roundsville, Jake Thompson, myself, the entire crew at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys are enjoying everything on the site, being on the message board with us. We'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.